And we are set to go. Please raise your hand and I will then call on you. Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Mike, just kind of your general thoughts on the trade, the reason for it, and what you got back.
Yeah, we felt like, as we've talked about, getting a little bit more right-handed for now and into the future. You know, Rivera's a guy we've liked for a while, just his ability to hit left-handed pitching. Play the corner, third base. And, you know, Luke was being in our pen, you know, where that was going to go in the future. We just felt like this was something that we decided to swing now. Like we talked about before, probably could have been something that waited till the off season. But we felt like this was the right time to do it.
What would you guys like about Rivera?
You know, mostly the ability, or especially the ability to hit left-handed pitching. You know, we've talked about this a lot. You know, we that is an area for us that has it was a little better lately, coming into the other day, but yesterday. But you know, something for us in the future that we need to improve upon, given as left-handed as we are, all the way around.
Where's he going to report?
Expectation right now is we're going to bring him to the club at some point. Don't have the exact timing of it yet. Haven't gotten all the logistics of where everybody is and when that's all going to happen.
Mike, Jack here.
Jack Summers, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Just curious, will he be used defensively exclusively at third base? I see he's only got like 8 innings in the minors at second base back in 19, a little bit of first base. Do you see him potentially being a little more flexible than that?
Not exactly sure yet. We'll obviously have to get him and kind of work with him a little bit, but the expectation will be third base for now. You know, with Josh. You know, Josh, obviously not exactly sure how we're going to maneuver things around, but with the DH and third base and things like that, we'll have options to, you know, he's going to see, you know, a lot of starts against lefties. So we'll figure out exactly where that is, but yeah, right now, probably third base. We'll see where that moves into, you know, into the future.
Steve Gilbert, go ahead.
Mike, what do you think happened to kind of Luke here? It started off so well, and then the injury happened. He just never seemed to really quite get it back until you guys moved him to the bullpen, where he was seemed to be pretty good for one inning stints.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. You know, 2019, he was electric, and the injury happened, and then the second injury happened, and you know, we kind of just got put behind the eight ball, and then time kind of ticked away on us. You know, it's just unfortunate. He's got a great arm, and you know, we you know, love who he is as a competitor and as a player. But you know, I think coming into the offseason, decision we were probably going to have to make with regard to how we were going to use him and whether or not that was going to, you know, make it with us, given whatever status. Not having made that decision now, but being a little bit unsure of that, we just felt like. You know, acquiring Emmanuel for the roster for now and well into the future was the direction we went.
Nick Pecoro,
are you kind of saying? You mute that. Sorry. Were you kind of saying just how Weaver is gonna, you know, price himself into, you know, what role he's going to have next year, just kind of thinking through that, whether that made sense for you guys? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I just think it was going to be a decision for us, a factor, whether he was a reliever, whether he was a starter, you know, all those things that we are not going to make those decisions on now, but we could make those decisions on in the future. You know, if you get to the point where you carry it all the way through the season and it's just not going to work for you, you're not in a great spot. So we wanted to we wanted to, you know, if it ever came down to that decision, I think he's going to be, I think it would have in the end, we would have, you know, for sure kept him. He's got a good arm and he has a role on our pitching staff. And I think, you know, to whatever degree that decision would have been up in the air, we just felt like, you know, and also acquiring a player that we had a lot of interest in terms of how it fit our roster. You know, if Luke was going to continue on as a reliever for us, then, you know, getting, we were going to work a little harder to find more relievers in a way and getting these right-handed bats that could play the corner hasn't been as easy for us, trying to balance out our predominantly left-handed roster. So that was probably the biggest reason for doing this.
Jack Summers,
kind of stand on things going forward right now, in terms of any more deals before the deadline tomorrow.
There's still a decent amount of activity and conversation happening. So, it's not like it's been quiet. So anything can really happen. But you know, like I've told you before, we're not really looking to force a lot of trades. So we may not do anything else. But I do think this is where kind of, you know, have a lot of conversations. It gets really quiet tonight, usually by the end of the night, and then it fires up first thing in the morning. So just always hard for me to gauge exactly what's going to happen.
Back to Weaver, Mike, you mentioned those injuries. Does that just make it hard to kind of evaluate his time here and kind of, you know, whether you guys did a good job, you know, identifying him in the first place?
You know, I don't know, Nick, it's a complicated one. I feel like I've been pretty objective about this. I mean, it's your jobs to evaluate sort of the trades I make. It's sort of foolhardy for me to sit here and evaluate the trades I made, because I'm biased. Felt like where we were a few years ago kind of came out and showed us what I thought we were, what we had really acquired and was leading our pitching staff. And yeah, I mean, unfortunately in this game, especially with pitching, you know, it's just, it can be very mercurial, you know, and you can end up making a pitch and tweaking something and it can cost you 6 months. And that's the unfortunate nature of this. It's why you need to have as much pitching as you possibly can, because things like this happen. Now, you know, credit to him for working back as hard as he did, get all the way back and showing us again where he was in the pen. I just think if that's where this was going to head for us going into next year, it was just going to, you know, I think that would have been the harder decision for us to have to make. And, you know, not exactly sure what the future is going to hold. I'm fully sure that at some point he's going to start again. It was just complicated as to whether or not that was going to happen here.
Mike, can you maybe perhaps evaluate the process for determining when a pitcher is converted from a starter to a reliever, and if the Luke Weaver situation in particular presented any growth opportunities for you and the organization as far as, you know, figuring out the best ways to make those determinations?
Yeah, we don't usually make those decisions very quickly, right? We try not to. You know, I think finding starting pitching at this, if you just evaluate the trade returns that are out there right now, I think it's pretty clear what happens when you have a starting pitcher that can pitch in the top of the rotation versus, you know, any non-closing reliever at times. So I think we exhaust those opportunities whenever we can. I think, you know, in Luke's case, at least as it happened through the middle of the season, ramping a guy back up off of rehab costs you an extra month. And we wanted to bring him back. And, you know, we just felt like where the rotation was at the time and where he was going to land back in, he just ended up in a one inning role. I think that you are going to see some of our pitching. We have a number of it at the upper levels. Some of it's going to transition into the bullpen. You know, I do think that, you know, we will try to get those guys into the pen at some point prior to coming up, if at all possible, just to give them a little bit of a runway to have an idea of what it's like to relieve at the major league level. But we're going to try to exhaust starting pitching as much as possible. I will say there's a chance that we see some of the younger guys in our underneath come up and go into our bullpen in the second half here. Over time, we won't, you know, guys aren't just coming up here, but over time, just to sort of get their feet wet at this level. And then we'd probably transition back next year into starting again. But if that's the opportunity that's available to us to get their feet wet, you know, we'll do that up here.
Back to you, Nick.
Mike, if you don't mind humoring one non Weaver or trade question, but it is starting pitching related and made me think of it. What went into to kind of pulling the plug here on Corbin Martin for the time being versus just kind of letting him try to work through some of his struggles here at this level?
Yeah, it's a fair question. It's a debatable question. You know, we just felt like the secondary stuff wasn't landing to the degree that needed to land. And we need to work on that and we need to improve it. I mean, he certainly got some more swings and misses this time. You know, I think there's some positives to take away from this run. But I think at the same time, you know, there's probably a higher bar here to hit as a starting pitcher. And we debate those same questions. You know, what is the right thing to do? To just let a guy go out and grind? And as a starting pitcher, it's kind of the hardest thing to do from my perspective, because when the starting pitchers are grinding, you know, the team has to grind in a lot of cases. And that means the bullpen has to grind too. And there's not a black and white answer to it. You know, I felt it's not like it was, you know, completely non-deserved for another opportunity. But, you know, we're going to see, you know, we got, with guys coming back and other guys having shots at the opportunities too. You know, we just have to, that was sort of what went into the decision.
Was it any particular secondary pitch that looked like it needed the most work or what? I mean, it seemed like flashing okay, right?
What's that?
I said it seemed like they were all kind of flashing at times.
Yeah, they're flashing okay, consistent. And they're playing really well in AAA. And we just need to get it's about harnessing the consistency. You know, it is a tough divide to cross over at the major league level. I think it's the hardest divide to cross over, going from being a AAA starting pitcher to a major league starting pitcher, because going through major league lineups, that lineup too, you know, having to, you know, face Austin Riley four times, what might be required of you in a 6-7 inning start is challenging. It's challenging. And so you need to have your stuff working all the time and the consistency of your stuff working all the time. And we're going to see that here with some of the younger starters that are going to come up and break in. And you see it across the league. It's a challenging endeavor, but one that's obviously, you know, we need to figure out and help get right.
Anything else for Mike?
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.